Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
I left Sedona determined to remember as much about the ancient Egyptian philosophy and initiation system as I possibly could. After all, if I were going to start a school, mystery or otherwise, I was going to need some information. I began reading everything I could get my hands on, and believe me, there is no shortage when it comes to that subject. As a matter of fact, I questioned the need for more. What could be said or taught that hadn't already been? For the answer to that question, there was nowhere to turn but inside, and I did. Every time I returned to Egypt, while studying the information on the temple walls, I would tune into the Isis energy and ask her to assist me in solving my dilemma. For months, her silence held me rapt. And then, during the June trip of 1998, the goddess broke her silence. As usual, I entered one temple after the other asking the same question. What about all this is so new as to warrant my unwavering consideration? Look at me, she commanded. I thought I had been, but the message left me feeling that perhaps I had been looking, but not really seeing. So I began meditating on the image of Isis in all of her many forms and expressions. When I returned home after that trip, something told me to listen to the Sedona reading again. I started thinking that perhaps I had overlooked some relevant piece of information, and indeed I had. I went over the mystery school part again, but found nothing new there. I skipped over the information that had only to do with my personal life. Then Yananda explained that another of my spiritual tasks was to be a midwife for masters. When I first heard that sentence, I didn't pay much attention to it. I thought he meant that I would be assisting in the physical birthing of incarnating masters. And I must admit that I found that somewhat difficult to believe. This time, as I heard it, it took on a whole new meaning.